Lift Aurora, better known locally as Culture Stock, has a goal to enrich the community through arts. Nicole Mullins is the founder and board president of the nonprofit. She says the building they were hoping to secure last year was acquired by another buyer.
It was a church building on Fifth Street on the east side of Aurora. They ended up getting a cash buyer, unfortunately, that was willing to pay their asking price. So obviously that made sense for them to jump on that opportunity.
She advises that they are back at square one. But with COVID-19 restrictions lifting and support from other Aurora vendors, they plan to host events and other programming. Mullen says they have access to the Peace House, Simply Destiny, and the Talented Tent Social Services Incorporated as spaces that they can use for indoor events. Some of the programs they are looking to bring back are Music Mondays, the Social Justice Book Club, and Story Time for Children. Culture Stock has already started their Respect the Mic spoken word poetry event via Zoom.
Home. I am the reason most poets go back home and rewrite their poems.
Brandy Gilliam is a member of the Po-Bum Society Aurora Hip Hop Group. He partners with Mullins for this event that began a few years ago. He says he was reluctant to resume it online.
Like a lot of people are doing like whatever they're doing up in their daily lives. So I don't know how many people would actually take the time to dedicate and focus on this.
These open mics have taken place every other week since the beginning of February. Mullins wants to take these performances outside as the weather gets better.
There are some public outdoor spaces that we will look to utilize, like Water Street Mall that we've done in the past. The Millennium Plaza, the Millennium Pavilion on Stope Avenue.
Culture Stock is also taking part in Art and Market Aurora that takes place at Society 57 every second and fourth Saturday of the month through May 22nd.
So we have a booth. We're selling books that have been donated and also some different materials that we bought or had artists make in addition to the books. And this is a way for us to engage the community, you know, let people know we're still here. This is what we're working on.
They also have a booth at the Painted Tree in Naperville where they sell books. Mullen says they also use that booth as a source of fundraising. She states that some of the inside vendors allow them to use their spaces for free while others charge a reasonable fee. She shares that the organizations support each other and are aligned with the mission of enhancing the community. Although Culture Stock can fulfill their goal without a building, they haven't given up on finding a new home. Mullen says they are accepting donations to help fund the mortgage whenever they find a place in the city. I'm Yvonne Booz.